New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
Wednesday is here. Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, yes. It's good to be here.
Good vibes this morning.
Very good.
Yes, it's been a good week.
Yeah. Oh, yesterday we were a bit narky with one another, weren't we?
Tuesdays are tough sometimes.
They are tough.
But you get over it. That's what mates do.
We're just chatting this morning just now about Jade and I, our visit to the Hunter Volunteer Centre yesterday. So I've been wanting to volunteer for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, now's the time. I'm going to go and suss it out and see what it's all about. Anyway, Jay comes along. We're sitting in the waiting room, and let me tell you, I'm never taking you anywhere again.
Why?
She turns on their radio, which was turned off. What station are they tuned to?
Well, they needed a bit of ambience in the waiting room.
I'm going to tell you, it wasn't us.
It wasn't us, so I thought I would take matters into my own hands and just retune it. To our station.
Tuning the radio to New FM.
And then Maddie's sitting there going, Jay, don't touch it.
So loud. You can't just go into an organisation and change the radio station.
Jay's like, watch me.
It was, hey, you know what? They shouldn't put the radio near the pamphlets then, because I take that as fair game.
Like, that's for the people that are coming in to
try. I'm the one waiting in the waiting room. Shouldn't be up to the people in the waiting room to decide what they want to listen to.
I love
then
that.
Then we went for coffee at Son of a Gun on Beaumont Street.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah, it is good.
It's one of my new places.
Anyway, Jade at the end makes sure she tells the waitress, oh no, you're charging me too much. See that sign there? $8 coffee and muffin. I'm like, oh.
It's all right. It's all right. Why?
Why?
Because it's embarrassing.
Okay. How was that embarrassing?
Question. How much over were they charging?
Oh, like $4?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a bit. 50% over.
Thank you for being rational.
If you went and bought a $50,000 car, Maddie, and they said, for you, that's $75,000.
It's a coffee and a muffin in these hard times, you know.
Don't pull that one out on me.
Extra bit of cash, you know.
I thought you would be the opposite, because I would see that as, you know, oh, they're ripping you off. It's a bit greedy behaviour.
No.
They charged me extra for the cream anyway. So, if anything, I upped the sales.
Hey, were they nice about it?
Yeah, she was lovely. She was really good. They were actually really nice. I love the ambience in there now, because you can finally sit, because I think when they opened, it was when COVID-19, so you couldn't go in there and enjoy it. When you walk in there, it's so nice. It has that really moodiness, like dark green mermaid paint with the mermaid-style tiles and lots of pictures on the wall, like an art gallery. Like, they're
That's
just
cool.
stacked. It's really nice. It's my vibe.
Very good. Hey, up next, we're going to visit Joburg, Johannesburg in South Africa. There's been quite the heist story at a liquor shop. So they've stolen a whole heap of booze from this shop in quite an old-fashioned type of way, some would say. I'm going to tell you more next after Avicii. Hey, brother, at New FM. Good morning. Avicii, hey brother, we're live across Newcastle, waking you up for your Wednesday 12 past 6 with the Novos, and we're off to Johannesburg now. Now, some brazen thieves have taken off with $25,000 worth of liquor from a Johannesburg liquor store.
$25,000?
Jeez.
That's insane.
Quite
the high. That's a lot of booze.
They've obviously been in massive lockdowns, as is most of the world right now. But they're easing their restrictions to stage 3. And a part of their restrictions included all booze shops were closed.
That's right.
I mean, a lot of people... feeling a bit uneasy, I guess, by not being able to have a beer or a vodka or a gin or whatever your poison is.
I remember when they panicked here, the panic buyers, thinking, oh, our booze shops are going to close down, though we're out panic buying, you know.
Well, people were
going
in.
They probably didn't get that chance to panic buy over in Johannesburg.
Because I remember here, there was like, they're like, oh, you can only buy 12 bottles of wine at a time, and... people were going.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
I mean, oh, we're going to have to do multiple trips,
the
you
Aldi
mean?
Liquor shop. I mean, wow. Record sales.
Business.
Well, they've actually gone undetected until the manager of the store went back in to, you know, fix the store the day before the opening, and they've discovered that all of the booze was missing, and then they found a hole in the ground. So the thieves have tunneled under the store, up into the shop, and taken all the grog out that way. So the hole is about maybe 90 centimetres wide.
That's quite big.
That's
quite
huge.
A big hole. And they're so confused as to how they knew where to tunnel.
Wow, that's
inside actually job.
Pretty that was hot. My first thought.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, that's a fair bit of tech, or at least, you know, thought and design has gone into that equipment.
Drill. A jackhammer.
$25,000 worth of booze is a lot.
It is. It's a lot of booze, but I feel like it seems like not much money to build such a big tunnel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I think I know what you mean. But if they don't have a job and they've got nothing else to do.
The other thing is, if the booze shops are all in lockdown, maybe that is like the sticker price, but maybe it's actually worth a lot more at the moment.
Well,
because
exactly.
People can't get their hands on it.
Yeah.
Well, they said the thieves made off with whiskey, brandy, gin, cider, vodka, and beer. Where's the expensive wine, guys?
Where's
wine?
The party?
Yeah, that too.
Really?
Like, they're clearly cheap drunks, you know?
I mean, this will go, I'm guessing, up for sale somewhere. Do you think there'd be much of a black market for stuff in Johannesburg in South Africa?
But alcohol.
So.
There'd be some sort of black market, wouldn't there?
Let's think about it. Mm. I mean, it could be distributed across the continent.
Well, that's true too.
Like, who knows? People. Quite a lot of.
Doesn't growth. Seem like a payoff though. $25,000 worth of stock.
Yeah,
to send overseas.
If you're gonna tunnel,
yeah, that's what I mean.
And put so much physical labour into it, at least make it semi worth it.
Yeah,
at least take a little box home for yourself.
If I'm doing any kind of tunneling, I'm not doing it for any less than $50,000. I'm putting that stake in the ground right now, right here. Well,
no, I'd want more than
let's
that.
Let's think about the type of person that would even think to dig a tunnel into a store. I'm thinking ex-jailbird.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I feel like people in jail think about
how
tunneling
to break out
quite a lot.
Yeah, true.
Somebody that works in the construction industry.
Also
that
a
knows
good
how to dig a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And
like mining, maybe?
Yeah.
Geologist.
Yeah.
Get one of them in your team.
And a miner, I didn't think of that. I was going to say an art thief, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Jade, if you think of, you know, that's true. If we put an art heist angle on this story, we'll probably be doing it at 8 o'clock.
Usually you hear about tunnels in art heist stories.
Yeah, it's
not
art
in booze theft stories.
It's exhausting. Have you ever tried to make a tunnel?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
When? With
my friends, we wanted to make the world's largest mud pie when we were a kid.
And ladies and gentlemen, here is the other type of person that digs tunnels, Jade Leader.
And we thought, oh, maybe we could dig a tunnel. And then we gave up very quickly. You know, we probably would have been maybe 9, 8.
You don't want that thing collapsing on you.
No, exhausting.
Hey, we have a massive $50 Singo's voucher available today with Beat the Meat.
Oh, yes, beat
50
the
bucks
back.
Worth of sausages. It's on the table. It could be 50 bucks worth. It could be $10 worth with Beat the Meat. If you want to play 131009, doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human!
All right, this is very simple. It's like Beat the Bomb, except you win sausages, right? So instead of
this.
Cash or petrol or something, we've got a bit more useful. It's all thanks to Singos, of course. 131009, the lines are open if you want to play Beat the Meat.
Oh, imagine winning a whole heap of snags now because it's gotten chilly,
so
but it's still not that, you know, it's not like it's snowing that you can't go out on the deck and have a barbecue.
That's right. Get them on the barbecue.
Put a jumper on. Well, I was just saying to you guys, our induction cooktop is broken at the moment at home, so I'm very limited as to what I can cook.
Well, you've got the Weber, you got the Weber out there.
Too cold to cook outside, Jay.
No, it's
really?
Not.
Oh, it is
not.
You're Newcastle's wimpiest man.
Jade,
this is coming from you.
No,
hey.
That's Jade, this is coming from you.
I don't think so. Crevo's the one that's targeting you. Don't try and take your stuff out on
me, dude. I've got one for him, too, before you jump down my throat. Let's move on, guys.
All right, let's move on. Mick. Who wants to play Beat the Mick?
I can't deal with Jade.
Mick does.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
welcome to the show. How's your week been so far?
Yeah, not too bad. Nice early start at work, because.
So do you think Maddie's Newcastle's wimpiest man for not wanting to cook outside?
No comment.
Mick, you sound like the type of guy that cooks a barbie on the rag. Is that accurate?
Oh, I do, mate.
Very good. All right, well, let's do this. We have a Beat the Bomb style scenario. As Crevo said, you need to say stop before the bomb goes off and you receive that many sausages.
Yeah, so the sausages will count up and you say stop when you want to pull out and grab them.
You ready, Mick?
Yeah, ready to go.
Let's do it. One sausage. Three sausages. 7 sausages. 12 sausages. 18 sausages. 23 sausages.
Yeah, stop.
Stop.
Stop. Yay, well done.
Awesome. Hey, Mick, can we see how far he had to go?
No, we don't have that technology.
Mick, you got it just in time. There were 30 sausages today.
Oh, there you go.
Just in time. Well done, mate.
Cool.
Oh, it's all thanks to Singos. Of course, we love Singos. Thank you for hooking us up with that meat for Beat the Meat today, guys.
And yesterday, the discussion came up after I watched a video of, the Twilight star. I call her the wrong name all the time, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
She basically took her shoes off on the red carpet. And it created a debate whether this was, okay to do.
Don't you hate that? Put some shoes on.
No!
Just relax, Maddie.
I hate seeing singers during concerts as well coming out with no shoes on. Put a pair of shoes on.
They've been rehearsing hard all day.
Doesn't matter.
You don't know what it's like to wear high heels. But then the debate continued. whether men wear, shoes at, or they're not wearing shoes at the servo, or kids went out the other day with no shoes on, I saw at the shops. And I had a moment and I was like, oh, maybe they should be wearing shoes. But I thought, no, there's nothing really wrong with it. As long as they've got their shots, you're okay. It builds up the immune system. So on 131009, is it right or wrong? Join the debate whether it's okay to not wear shoes in public.
Not okay.
It's under fine. But I thought you were all about freedom, you know?
You guys are weirdos. 628, new sun next.
Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
De Novos. On 131009, call the show now if you want to shed your thoughts on shoes in public. Is it okay not to be wearing them?
Yeah, of course. It's fine. I can't believe you guys just get around. Just do whatever you want.
I thought you might have had a higher standard. You can't go out to Coles or Woolies and not have shoes on.
Yes, you can.
I think it's even worse when you see singers and actors. You just said, what's her name?
Kristen Stewart. Yeah, from Twilight.
Walking the red carpet shoeless. Like, put some shoes on.
Do you know how hard, when you've had a big night out at a party and you're clubbing, you're at
Kia's. I still have my shoes on.
And no, yeah, because you're a guy. You have it a lot easier than us females.
Well, don't wear
heels.
High heels.
No.
There are other shoes.
Because you want to look good. That's you want to impress.
They're called flats, Jade.
No, they're called high heels.
I know you only have a few settings. Ugg boots, shoeless and glitter cons, but.
Look, if someone wants to go for a swim at Bar Beach, Maddie, and then they're like, crap, I've got to get some food on the way home for dinner, I'm just going to duck in there because I forgot my shoes.
Thongs.
Nothing wrong with it.
Thongs.
Okay, here's my thoughts on it. I wouldn't go shoeless. but I have zero problems with anyone else doing it.
Oh,
like,
look
who cares?
At old Crevo, the fence sitter over
no,
here.
No, no, it's not fence sitting. No, it isn't. I think it's fine. If I see anyone walking around with no shoes, I don't care.
There might be a reason. Maybe they had a blowout and wearing a pair of their thongs.
Exactly.
And they can't wear their thongs or they forgot
their shoes.
Have
you ever had a blowout, Maddie?
And have you? That's are different. You a parent, Maddie? And do you know how hard it is sometimes if your kids don't want to wear shoes? So 13 10 09, not wearing shoes in public. Join the debate, let's support.
Yeah, are you team Maddie and think this is a disgrace, or are you team Crevo and Jade and think who cares? Don't wear shoes if you don't want.
Bottle wine up for grabs.
Yeah, thanks to Hunter Valley Wines. Very nice. Right now, Goo Goo Dolls, Iris, live across Newcastle, 6:37, a top of 18 degrees across most of the Hunter today. Good morning. Chilly start to your morning, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. We are doing a right or wrong. Not wearing shoes in public.
Very heated debate in here this morning. Maddie, you believe that it's not okay for people to be not wearing shoes in public.
Just put some shoes on.
Crevo and I sit on the other side.
Free the foot if you want.
You know, there's always a reason. And if there's not a reason as to why you're not wearing shoes, who cares?
I always love to gauge Hamish's opinion on these things. Hamish, now you are a respected newsman. I would hope that you're wearing
you
shoes.
You wear a blazer?
Yeah, yeah, wear shoes, guys. I mean, come
Thank
on.
You.
And if you don't expect, you know, if you go to a shop, you know, you've got to expect the fact that they will kick you out.
Yeah,
if you
course.
Go to a supermarket.
So I've never been kicked out of a supermarket
for
not wearing shoes.
What,
never.
For,
not once.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, what are your thoughts on this? Shoes or no shoes?
I'm in two minds about this. I think in shopping centres and stuff like that, it's disgusting. It spreads germs and also takes them home with you. But if you're on the beach, that's important. It connects
yeah,
to nature
I'm,
and
I'm
stuff
with
like
that.
That.
I'm with that. I'm with you there. All right, let's take some calls now. We've got three blokes that have called back, so yeah. I'm interested to see what they have to say. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good, Andrew. Tell me, mate, free the foot or are you, you know, popping some shoes on?
Mate, I've got no objection to it at all. I do it myself. But
yeah, Andrew.
What really gets to me is you see some parents walk out there with shoes on, all these nice clothes, and the kids walking behind with no shoes on and all ratted up, snotty noses.
Isn't...
Me the wrong
so
way.
You yeah. don't have a problem with an adult's not wearing shoes, but if the kids... aren't, you've got issues with kids not wearing shoes.
No, my problem is if the parents aren't wearing them, the kids are following behind with no shoes, fair enough. But when you've got these parents that have got all these nice clothes on, with all these nice shoes, and the kids are walking behind with no shoes on, ratted up clothes and snotty noses,
yeah.
that's what gets to me.
But it's what
not,
if...
They're looking after themselves and not their kids.
No, you know what, I understand that, and I can see why you'd look at that situation and come to that conclusion. But what if the kid's having a tantrum because they're in their naughty tantrum twos and they don't want to wear shoes? You just let your child not wear shoes. Because what a headache.
You put the shoes on the kids and don't let the kids rule you.
You know what, Andrew? Very logical man.
Tough
I agree.
Love. But no, what if you're a mum and you're out at the shops or a dad and you're trying to get dinner and you've got a screaming child who is in the pram because you're forcing them to wear shoes.
Like, so maternal, Jade.
No, I'm just saying everyone around you is going to judge you and then you're going to, you know, get cop even more. Why can't they keep their child shut? They need to smack their child and teach them a lesson. Like,
well, that took a turn. Andrew,
yeah,
bottle of wine for you. Thank you, Crevo.
Thanks for your call, Andrew. Yeah, we like this show where we can agree to disagree.
Let's talk to Matt. How you doing?
Not bad.
That's the way. What do you think? Is it all right to be getting around shoeless, or has Maddie got it right and you need to wear shoes everywhere?
I got two friends. First thing is with the kids. Having a three-year-old that has a tantrum, I'm exactly the same as Jade. Like, you try to go somewhere nice and all they want to do is demand they wear their mud boots.
Mm-hmm.
And then other days it's like, nah, I'm not wearing that. Nah. It's just like, fine, I'm not doing this.
you're just trying to survive, aren't you, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. And I reckon the feeling of wearing no shoes, you know how when you're going over that white-painted crossing?
Yeah.
You go from the tar to the smooth paint?
Yep.
I reckon that feels awesome.
You know, Matt...
That is a good feeling, actually.
Yeah. You're the first person that's ever said that.
different textures. You like it.
Are you a, do you like rub your toes into the carpet at home too? Are you one of those people?
I do. You got to do something to clean the webbing of your feet.
Oh, you're in a rental, Matt. I reckon, aren't you?
Thanks for calling.
Wine for you as well.
Peter, hello.
Hello.
Hey, so do you think you should or shouldn't be wearing shoes in public?
I think it depends on the situation. If you're in a swimming pool or if you're at the beach, no dramas. But if you're out of the shops or elsewhere in public, I think you should be wearing shoes or thongs because it, for me, it shows that you've got respect for yourself. And I think bare feet, that's a bit dirty.
I agree, Peter. Do you have hairy feet, Peter?
And look, sorry, mate.
Do you have hairy feet?
No, I don't have hairy feet.
Because
no,
there's nothing worse than seeing a big hairy foot when you're shopping for your bread and milk.
Well, I just think that, you know, it doesn't take that much effort to put a pair of thongs on.
Sorry, we've got to turn you down, Peter, because we're having panel issues. But thanks for your call. But you know what? I disagree on him there. Just because you're not wearing shoes doesn't mean you don't have respect for yourself, because I respect myself quite a lot.
And to say there's nothing worse than seeing a hairy foot, I reckon there's heaps of worse stuff.
But hey, there you go.
On the live stream, New FM Facebook page, Stacey says, you have to wear shoes. That is gross, Jade.
Oh, Stacey. Lighten up.
If Jade wants to not wear shoes, go for it. Yeah. Live your life, Jade. Free the foot.
I'm living my best life, peeps.
I'm not doing it. But
next, though, I'm excited for this. We know that we love an animal on the loose story, and today it's a pig on the loose.
That's right. It's time for pig chat. Woo! You'll be able to press that pig squealing sound effect button heaps of time.
Get me right in the feels. 6:47, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
The Novos waking you up for your Wednesday morning, 6:54. Currently 10 degrees at Maitland, but feels like 5. And this morning we're talking the pig on the loose, Crevo.
That's right. So this is over in Port Hedland, over in Western Australia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of the restrictions are eased, so people started to go camping.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to do things like book a site and things like that. A few restrictions. But anyway, these guys basically got to the campsite on the first night, group of friends, and they went to bed that night. Unfortunately for them, they left out their 30-pack of cans of beer.
Oh, no.
Now,
rookie error.
What happened? Did someone come along and steal it?
You say rookie error, but I was thinking, like, when you go camping, beer usually is safe from animals because it's sealed up, it's tough, and essentially a pig has gotten into the stash and polished off more than half of them.
Wow.
I think, 10 to 15 of the cans.
I wasn't actually expecting that. I thought you were going to say someone came along and stole them, but a pig?
Yeah.
I love pigs.
They're very cute, aren't they?
They are very cute.
In the wild, though, they get huge.
They do, actually. The wild boar's massive.
Pigs are such contradictions, aren't they? They're so cute when they're piglets, and then they turn into these ugly beast-looking things. Steal your beer. Oh.
Well, the story gets better because this pig obviously begins to get drunk from the beer, right? It sees in the field nearby a cow. Now, it believes, I'm guessing here, because I'm obviously...
So you're going into the mind of the pig right
That's
now.
Exactly okay. what's happening. Excellent. It sees this cow and thinks, that's another big pig I could take on in a fight.
Oh, no.
And starts to take on this cow in a fight. Now, cows pretty passive animals usually, but when they're got up against the wall, if you will.
So a drunk pig is like that guy at the pub that just tries to start arguments with everyone.
With anyone. Yeah, with a guy who's obviously 4 times his size, but he still wants to have a go.
What up, you jukes?
Yeah, that's
what do you say to me?
Yeah.
Do they get on footage of it? That would have been great.
Photos only. Then it then passed out. Obviously had its fight with the with the cow, and they found it the next morning passed out under a tree.
Oh, that's amazing.
What is a pig,
sleeping off a hangover?
What does a pig do to recover from a hangover?
Well, it's not having a bacon sandwich, that's for sure.
It's Maddie's spirit animal.
Pancakes, maybe? Ice cream? That's always goes down
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you love that.
Hey, coming up next, Jade, here's a treat. Yeah. Pet birthday shout-outs.
Yay! Oh. So we kicked this off
Happy
yesterday.
Happy birthday to all you people having a birthday as well today. Jade doesn't care about you. She cares about animals' birthdays only.
Yeah, well, it's true. I love animals and, you know, I love celebrating their birthdays. So if your pet has a birthday coming up because it's a member of your family, go to newfm.com.au to get your birthday message on air.
What animal's birthday is it today?
We have two. Yeah, so they're both mini foxies from the same litter called Hagrid and Fang.
Different owner?
Yes.
Wow, really? There's a story.
Yeah, it actually gets even more interesting. So
okay.
There's a hook.
3-7 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. On UFM. The Novos pet birthday. Shout out.
That's right. If your beautiful little fur baby or fur lizard or just lizard, whatever animal you have, is celebrating their birthday.
What's a fur lizard?
I don't know. You think you can get fluffy lizards, can't you? Probably.
No.
Well, you absolutely can't.
Well, not fully fluff, but I'm sure there's some sort of hair, like, you know, when you get eat a cooked roast chicken and there's just the old little hairs?
No.
I know what it is.
They're feathers.
Nay! But obviously, celebrating your pet's birthday, whatever animal it is, go to newfm.com.au to get your birthday message out there. We had one come in yesterday from Andrew. So there's two mini foxies celebrating their birthday today, Hagrid and Fang. I'll tell you a little bit about these crazy crackers, as Andrew calls them. They're actually brothers from the same litter. So they came from his wife's mother's dog, so keeping it all in the family. And unfortunately, his wife's mother just passed away. So the puppies, Hagrid and Fang, are a really nice reminder of her, and they have fun playing outdoors in the sun. And he just wishes them a very happy birthday. And he says here, a Harry Potter quote, "I solemnly swear that I know you guys are up to no good. Enjoy, boys. Have a great day."
Oh, very nice. And if you would like your birthday in the New FM birthday book, make sure you pop it in there at newfm.com.au.
Look, Maddie makes fun of the pet birthday shout-outs, but jump on board and get them in.
There's a lot more people submitting them than I expected. I have to admit that.
I think you might be right, Jade. I'll concede.
Thank you.
I'll concede.
Yay! Well, happy birthday, Hagrid and Fang.
Oh, that is cute. That is cute.
Very much so.
I tell you what isn't cute. Yesterday's conversation after the show. So, I found out that a girl I used to work with when I worked in radio up in Darwin is a contestant on Big Brother this year. And I didn't even realise. Her name's
Sophie.
How good's
that?
That's cool.
Oh, she's a beautiful girl. Like, great, great chick. Anyway,
yeah.
We got into the chat about becoming flag girls, because Sophie is a flag girl at the V8. So whenever the supercars go up to Darwin, she's doing all those types of sporting events. She's a very pretty girl. She's, you know.
Oh, you showed us a photo
gorgeous.
Of her.
She's gorgeous.
She's stunning. Honestly, she's perfection.
And yesterday, a comment came out of your mouth, Crevo, that I was a little bit shocked with.
Oh, yes.
You go, well, I can see that she would do that job. And I thought, listen to Crevo over here.
It wasn't
here.
In that condescending way.
Was like, it, Jade? You heard it.
Yeah, I did hear it. Okay. And I, you know what surprised me? I thought, Crevo's not fence-sitting for a change. So, you know.
Hey, this the way I see it, it's probably a great-paying job.
Yeah, but it just opened up the conversation because, Jade, you like to do... You, in your past, used to do these types of events. Yeah,
I did, and I remember when this... like, all happened, and the scandal when the new owners of Indy took over and they banned Good Girls. And I thought the banning of them was very disappointing because I've never found the use of female models at opening ceremonies as inappropriate. So they're being paid. It's a job. They want to do it. And I actually used to do it, and I can go into more detail after this, but... You know, that's the debate we're having.
131009, join the show. Do you think that flag girls should still be a thing? Or as you put it, Jade, female models for opening events. And I mean, men do it as well.
I was
going
to say, can we get, like, there should be
men do it
the opportunity
well.
For guys to get out there in gold undies
so
or whatever.
So would that make you feel more good about women doing it if men
yeah,
are?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, well, taking your calls next.
I think it should be open for everyone to have a go.
Flag girls and flag men. Is it okay? Taking your calls after brand new Five Sauce. This is Old Me at New FM. Good morning. Five Sauce, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 11 past 7 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah, we had a chat around the team yesterday about flag girls. A girl I used to work with up in Darwin, she's on Big Brother and she's a beautiful girl and she does a lot of like promo model work. And Crevo, you were kind of like, I can see that. And
well,
you
say kinda, that in such a condescending way.
Well, you sort of
came across that way, but
like, what? Just because a girl is beautiful?
No. Yeah, they can get that kind of work. Good on them. They're probably earning heaps from it. I'm jealous. Like, I wish I could do that kind of work, but I don't have the body for it.
You brought up a really good point because you have an interesting insight because you used to do a lot of this promo model work back when you were younger.
Mm-hmm. I bet it's good cash, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So what kind of events would you go to?
So I used to do, so when, like, Indy was on the Gold Coast and then when the V8 supercars went up there, so we'd just, you know, work in a box. I never actually just wore a bikini in the box, but... I was provided with, you know, little sort of like good girl sort of skirt and top. But then, you know, I've done events where I have worn a bikini on a boat and where I just walk around and serve drinks.
Who
I have done that.
Who pays you for that?
Like,
were you a member of like a company that provided that kind of work?
Yeah,
or?
It was just through a friend. So, you know, she had a company.
Hooking you up with a bundle of cash?
Yeah, because it's... And the thing is, I was like, this is the thing. It's just promotional sort of work in general, like with grid work. When I say the women who participate, they choose to be a part of it. They're proud of their bodies. Like, I was extremely proud of my body. And because, you know, you spend hours at the gym and you want to show it off. You're like...
And you're spending heaps on hair, makeup, like, you know, all that sort of stuff. Self-care.
Yeah. So, you know, when I had a healthy body and I was lean and I was proud of it and...
Well, some would say you have a healthy body now, Jade. And
I mean,
would
say that.
This
well,
is,
thank you.
This is, I guess, what
perception.
The conversation's about because this kind of work has kind of been phased out a lot, right? And it has a lot to do with, you know, the way women see their own bodies and whatnot. So with you just saying that, I've actually kind of flipped on the situation and I kind of think that maybe it isn't a good thing because your perception of what was a healthy body.
Yeah, but that's how I feel about it though.
But maybe it is a good thing that this type of work has been phased out. Now, you obviously think that this whole sector has kind of been diminished over the years and you think that it should be brought back, yeah?
Well, yeah, I do. Like, because that's someone's income. Like, if the women want to do it and they're choosing to do it, who is someone else who's to say that they can't? Like, why would you stop someone from getting an income because they want to do it? And the thing is, like, for instance, I actually got a quote from a girl who did this work when I was looking into this last night. She wrote, "It's ridiculous that women who say they are fighting for women's rights are saying what others should and shouldn't do, stopping us from doing a job we love and are proud to do. PC gone mad," and she's a former grid girl. Rebecca Cooper wrote that.
Because they phased out grid girls, yeah?
They did, yeah.
See, I think, like, they should bring in, if they're going to do this sort of thing, like, have the opportunity for guys to do it too.
Oh, because I agree with that.
At these events, it's not just men who go to the events.
No, that is true.
Like, there's people, you know, if they want to have that kind of promotional activity, why can't they get guys to
do the same sort of thing? Like, there's nothing wrong with, you know, like, I still always look at the WWE and the wrestling when Ronda Rousey did her check-in, weigh-in, and they've still got the girls at the back. Like, you could have a couple of muscly men because they have the girls still there when, you know, someone like Conor McGregor is checking in for a weight.
Yeah.
You know, you could mix it up and do it like that. But I don't know. I just don't see a problem with it. If someone's getting paid to do it and they're choosing to do it, what's the problem? Why would you stop someone from earning money?
All right, let's take a call. We've got Robbie on the phone. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Doing good. Thank you, Robbie. What are your thoughts on this?
I think they should be allowed to do it.
Yeah?
Well, put it this way. If the women's rights, whoever it is that's stopped it, saying it's not good for other women to look at these gorgeous people that have these beautiful bodies, they should stop modelling them.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
have clothes on bloody dummies and push the dummies out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And you know what? There's always too, Robbie, that thing like, oh, you know, we need to be promoting girls to get into science and technology and engineering, mathematics, and we do, and I'm all for that. But just, I hate it how there's that perception that just because someone's pretty or they're attractive, it means that they're not smart because they're doing something like that.
Exactly. You know, how many people of these girls are doing that as a second job while they study to 100%. Go and do science and that?
So, you know.
Yeah, mate, if I had a body like this, I'd be bloody out there doing it, that's for sure.
Oh, you still could, Robbie. Come on.
Don't say yourself short.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks for your love call, your work. Robbie. Oh, well, it's interesting, Chad. Jackson, what's the goss up next?
Yeah,
what's on the way?
Jimmy Fallon is opening up about the 2000 scandal on SNL that everyone's been giving a bit of flack about. Also, to Lea Michele, she's copping some flack off of her ex-Glee stars.
Oh, hey, wow.
I'll tell you why.
All right, doing it next. 17 past 7 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
The latest with producer Jackson. I'm so excited to hear about Jimmy Fallon and this little scandal.
Yeah, so he's addressed the 2000 SNL sketch where he portrayed comedian Chris Rock in blackface. So people have been outraged about this. He's actually dedicated his whole night's TV show to it. And he had this to say in reflection of what he did.
And I realized that I can't not say I'm horrified and I'm sorry and I'm embarrassed. And what that small gesture did for me was break my own silence. And what then I started to do was talk to some experts. And I realized that the silence is the biggest crime that white guys like me and the rest of us are doing. We need to keep saying something. And we need to stop saying that's not okay more than just one day on Twitter.
It's never too late to learn a lesson in life.
No, I was going to say, this is, like, really important what he's doing because it just shows, like, no matter what your viewpoint is on anything, it's never too late to just look in the mirror and go, hey, I can change, I can be better, I can be more positive, I can contribute to a better world.
Because you can rewatch that online, I'm guessing. There'd be a way.
YouTube,
probably.
And also, I mean, in terms of the time in what's happening in America right now, this is the sort of thing that is actually helpful.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what he said. He said his managers told him not to talk about it, but he said that's not helpful, to just be quiet and not own up to the mistakes that you've made and put out their resources to help people learn and grow. I commend him for what he's done and come out. It's a very hard thing to do, I reckon, to talk about it and own up to mistakes like that. So,
yeah, no, 100%. And I mean, look at the amount of celebrities that have done this sort of thing in the past. I mean, Harry Connick Jr. only 10 years ago was on Hey Hey It's Saturday and did a blackface skit.
Did he?
Yeah. And he got some backlash for that. But, I mean, poor old Jimmy Fallon, he's really copping the brunt of it at the moment. I think, you know, it's pretty he's a genuine guy, I feel.
Yeah, and I think if, like, because there's so much other news at the moment, if he did nothing, it would go away fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So for him to actually sort of, in a way, call it out and draw attention to it, it's actually a good thing that he's doing right now.
Yeah. Talking about being called out, Lea Michele, she's made headlines overnight because she's obviously put up a tweet about Black Lives Matter and her ex-Glee stars are calling her out for being a bit of a hypocrite. A woman by the name of Samantha Ware came out and said that Lea Michele made her life absolute hell on the set of Glee, even threatened to poop in her wig.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, and all of the Glee stars are coming out and saying that she was an absolute nightmare, having people fired left, right and centre. Very unpleasant to work with.
Lea.
Lea Michele. She was the main character. But main thing. Do you know what? Is that I mean, is that related to what's happening right now? Is that what this Sarah Weir's saying?
They're accusing her of low-key racism.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
she seemed like a diva, Michelle.
What a crazy threat. Like, I'm going to poop in your wig.
Yeah.
Of all the threats ever, that's as... like the weirdest, disgusting, most crazy thing I've ever heard, I think.
Yeah, there's so many stories coming out about her now. Do you know how Ellen had the nasty tweets about her release?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so smelling, yeah.
There's one story here where it says that Lea Michele had an extra fight only to have them rehired because she found out it was Barbara Streisand's niece and then asked to meet her auntie.
Wow.
The height of somebody.
Lea Michele.
Yeah.
She's a theatre girl now. Mm-hmm. I think she does a lot of roles on Broadway.
Yeah,
and
a
stuff,
lot of Broadway stuff.
Well, she's just been dropped by the brand HelloFresh. I've just done a quick Google look into it a bit
more. You threatened poop in a wig and things aren't going to go well for you.
No.
She tried to have a music career.
Did she? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. She did a single.
Did she?
Yeah. All right. Cannonball.
Oh.
I don't think anybody
How apt.
It is. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. Up next, though, I'm very excited for this one. So a lot of radio stations, right, they like to do research on the music that they play. We do it here all the time.
Yeah, and it's great.
The music, right? So you get to have your say of what you want to hear on the radio.
Yeah.
And music is one of those things that most people that we talk to mention. I know that's
of course
fact for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do you play this type of music? Why don't you play enough of this one? And a lot of people are very open with their opinions on what kind of song they like to hear on the radio. You can't please everyone at the end of the day.
People are very passionate about it.
But this is your chance right now, okay? And we're going to hand on this feedback to our bosses in the music department here. What's the song you never want to hear on the radio again? Are you sick of Ed Sheeran? Are you sick of the Pink song being played 35 times?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Yeah,
good. Bad out of hell.
Anyway.
Could be anything.
Options are endless here. Now's the time to have your say. Give us a ring. 131009. We're going to do it next.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
New FM. Crevo, don't you love Jade's attention to detail sometimes?
Well, to be fair, I disconnected a little bit because I'm editing video at the moment.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, Jade, can you just recap that for us?
Yeah. So there's a little post here, right, and it says, Australia has a new crown. We've been named the world's best panic buyers during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Jade retelling the story to Crevo was...
Crevo, Newcastle was the worst when it came to panic buying.
Completely flipped on its head.
And completely taken differently as well, different location.
What does that mean? So Australia, we were the best that we weren't...
Who
crazy
wants that
panic
crown?
Buyers.
Who wants that crown?
We weren't as crazy as other countries.
That's
basically.
Good.
It
I'm
is good.
I'm surprised, though, because when I went to
not how I heard
town,
it the first time.
Oh,
though.
My God, Jade's, there was nothing.
Jade's that person that, like, changes the story in Chinese whispers. Like, she's the one that flips it on its head.
We've got heaps of popcorn left. Why are you telling me we got none? I'm telling you, there's none left in the whole country.
Yeah, well, maybe I need new glasses prescription. In
For
all
your
fairness,
ears.
I was reading it off your computer monitor, Maddie. From a side angle.
Well, look, you should have better vision.
Yeah.
You've got glasses on.
I'm as blind as a bat.
We're going to have a bit of fun this morning. Right, 131009, we are giving you a golden opportunity.
This is once in a lifetime, what some would say.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Radio stations never do this.
What's the song you never want to hear on the radio again? You know, there's that one song. What's one of yours, Jaden? You have a few.
I have so many. I think it was Vanessa Amorosi's Shine.
Oh.
I never want to hear that ever again. I know I mentioned it before, that Meatloaf's...
Bad Out of Hell.
And that really slow, depressing song he has with his heart broken. It goes for like 6 minutes.
I would do anything for you.
I've got one too.
Yeah,
Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts.
Oh, I'm with you there.
That has got to go from every database ever. And if I never heard that song again, I'll be fine.
Do you know what mine is? What? Rachel Platten's Fight Song. This is my fight song. Oh, it drives me insane.
Yeah. Music's very personal, it you is. Know, and I'm sure we love songs that you don't like, well, and that's fine.
We're going to hand on your opinions to our boss in the music department. So if you have ever wanted to say to us, stop playing that song, tell us what it is. 131009, we're going to give you some bottles of wine for your feedback this morning as well. 131009, right now though, love this song.
What is it?
Savage Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Love a bit of Savage Garden.
Keep them in the playlist.
Yeah, keep them.
Yeah, to the moon and back, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 7:39 with the Novos. Good morning. Now, there's a great song, Savage Garden, to the moon and back, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, and we're doing something a little bit different here this morning. We're doing some research on behalf of the radio station. What's the song you never want to hear on the radio again?
This is my fight song. Take back my life song.
That's your immortal enemy of a song, isn't it, Maddie?
Oh, it just drives me insane. It actually angers me when I hear it.
Really?
Yeah, we've all got one, though. Yeah. It's one of those, like you said, personal things where you're like, mm-hmm. you know what? If I hear that one more time, I'm going to rip my ears off.
I call it the vault. I say that's when go in the vault and never be
like,
released.
Lock it away.
All the time. You know what? This I'll probably get hung out to dry for this by a lot of people, but Oasis Wonderwall. I never want to hear that ever again. Ever again. Just painful. I remember everyone, like, at school, there's always that one person that whips out the guitar and it's the only song they know.
Yeah.
And everyone starts singing it and it's just like, oh.
You would hate going to an Irish pub, Jade.
Or, I was going to say, or any youth hostel in the world.
Oh, terrible.
Because you can guarantee there's going to be a guy there on a guitar who is going to play that several times during the night.
I've just heard it too many times. It's got to go.
All right. Shall we start our own Rate the Music
yes.
here at New
Yeah,
FM?
I love this.
Okay. Let's go to Heath. Good morning, mate.
How you going?
Oh, we are doing good. Heath, yeah, tell me the song you hate, you never want to hear on the radio again.
For me, it's a bit of a dance monkey. I liked it. We first heard it back in August or September last year, but every time I hear it now, I just want to take a corkscrew to my eardrums and just end it.
Yeah, Heath, you know what? You and my husband will get along just fine because he hates this song as well. He's like,
yeah, play to death.
All right, well, Heath, we're going to give this data to our bosses. What's your age group?
I'm 40, mate.
You're 40.
Okay, and you got a family? What's going on there? Or a partner?
Partner.
Okay.
Very good. Okay.
Excellent.
Do they like Dance Monkey?
No.
Yeah,
good, good. Right. You're going to be staying together.
100% of Heath's family saying no.
Thank you for your feedback, Heath. We'll pass that on.
All
Dance
right.
Monkey.
Let's go to Mel. How you doing?
Hey, Mel. How are you?
Hello, Mel.
Hi, how you doing?
Really good, thanks, Mel. Thanks for joining our live Rate the Music here. Tell us, what is the song you never want to hear again?
Oh, it's Ariana Grande's Thank You Next. Oh.
Song.
Why? Because I sort of like this one.
Oh, she's just, her voice just sounds like she's a strangled Barbie doll.
She does look like a Barbie doll.
Well, you give her that.
Yeah, she's, any of her songs is just,
But that one in particular.
Yeah.
Poor old Ari. I love Ariana Grande. I'm guessing you're not a fan of the new Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande song, Mel.
Rain on Me.
I love Lady Gaga, and I'll tell you the truth, I turned her section down and then I'll turn it back up again.
That's amazing.
Mel's like... Love it. Now, we need to get some details from you, Mel. What age group are you in?
I'm nearly 42.
Okay.
So the over 40s, not loving the current day stuff. Okay,
yeah,
thank you, Mel.
Thank you.
Some wine for you too. Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
Excellent.
We're on to Katie. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. So welcome to our live Rate the Music. What song do you never want to hear ever again? Throw it in the bin.
James Blunt, You're Beautiful. It's beautiful. So depressing. Ridiculous. The film clip's ridiculous. It's very depressing. But also I had a friend who would just play it on repeat when she broke up
with her partner, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's just torture. Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know, but no good. Your terrible.
Your friend should be playing more Thank You Next, less
Put her
You're
in
Beautiful.
The bin. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow.
I find it so fascinating that that James Blunt song in particular, still all of these years later, still riles people up. Because I think it was voted the most hated song on the planet. Like yep. 10, 15 years.
Hasn't
stopped James Blunt making an absolute fortune off it.
Hasn't stopped New FM from playing it either.
I don't think we play James Blunt, You're Beautiful.
I think we do.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
I'm all for
big
dance.
Old ballad.
Otherwise,
like that.
Katie wouldn't be calling.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, you play it. And it's
all right, your age group, please, Katie.
I'm 30.
30, female, okay.
And you got a family, you're married, or what's
married,
going on?
Married, one kid.
All right, perfect. Aww. Add that into the data.
Thank you. Always good to build the data. Thank you for your calls this morning. Well, there you go. I didn't expect those songs. James Blunt, yes. Actually, I did expect Dance Monkey.
Yeah
Dance Monkey. I hate it.
Can we have your impression of Tones and I again, please?
Like, I'm like, that's not even singing. I don't understand how she's made it. But
hasn't stopped her selling millions of singles.
Yeah, I know. Who's laughing? She is,
yeah,
really.
Exactly.
She's laughing at me. So we're going to do news that didn't make the news next with Hamish. We're going to get some lighter stories on the day next.
Okay, coming back after this, 7:49 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
I love these quirky news stories you come out with, Hamish. They're amazing.
Thank you very much. Got to say, it's a little bit of a fill-up for me as well, too, because, you know, we've been talking about some pretty grim things lately, so it's all
been heavy.
Oh, very heavy.
It's been heavy.
Bright and bright.
Yeah, bright and... Yeah, light. Light, so let's lighten this up. Of course, we were all talking last week about the SpaceX launch, and I thought that the two stories I did today both relate to that. So
great. Cool.
No points for originality, but there you go.
And you know what? We're a show that's all about loving space.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And dinosaurs as well, too. I'll work that into the thing.
I love good dino chat.
And
good,
furry lizards, according to...
Furry lizards, yes.
Furry is kind of...
Interesting. So we all know that the SpaceX did do a successful launch of its two astronauts.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I got up early and watched that. Nerd that I am. Well, you may not know that an Australian company actually was crucial in the launch. Atlassian. I don't know if you are aware of...
Never heard of it.
Okay. No. Atlassian is a tech and software company, and it's Australian. And the two people who founded it and run it, they're multi billionaires. It's a huge company. It's actually one of the only ones that did very, very well out of coronavirus. But SpaceX actually used their software in their coding and for the SpaceX launch. So very important in the in this
cool.
particular. Yeah.
Come I on. Mean, some would say the coding and the software, life and death.
Oh stuff. Yeah. Mm. I mean, look, the entire launch is automated. You know, from the point where it takes off to the point where the actual capsule docks with the space station, there's very little involvement from the astronauts. It's all very, very computerized.
Takes the fun out of it. You know, you want to be an astronaut. You think, flying a rocket. Like, that's the perk, right?
That's the perk.
And then you get up there, you're not doing anything. You're just a passenger.
Look, by the time, if they have to do anything, and they can actually switch to manual, by that point, a few things have gone wrong.
Really wrong.
Yeah, and I think they would rather not have to do anything. I think just getting into space is enough for me, thank you.
Don't you love that, though, Jade, saying, oh, you're just a passenger.
These are also very accomplished pilots. Yes. So they've done their fair share of excitement.
Most of them are already like the top military pilots, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And engineers and scientists, etc.
It's just like you know, Maddie studying to get his license but continues to get lifts off Crevo and I once he has it. That's the definition of an astronaut.
That's really wedged that one in there, didn't you, Jade?
I did.
I don't know how you did it, but well done.
Twist the knife. Twist the knife.
Just incidentally as well, Atlassian has a pretty strong relationship with Elon Musk, of course, the founder of SpaceX. Tesla also uses their equipment to use their cars, to make their cars. So, yeah, they're doing very well. Also, too, you may have seen the astronauts when they took off. They had a special travelling companion on their flight, a plush sequined dinosaur toy.
I did see.
It's not just for show. There is actually a reason for it. There's a tradition of spaceships carrying plush toys because the crew is strapped into their seats at launch. The toy is there to let observers know when they've escaped the Earth's gravity because it starts floating in the air. It's important also to, you know, you want a mascot.
That's cool.
And that particular space dinosaur, if you want to buy it, too late. It's not no longer manufactured and it's sold out, I think, within minutes online of it going, it launching.
That's the souvenir you want from space when you come back down from that expedition because you can sell that for a mint.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what, though?
It's like when Meghan Markle wears a pair of shoes and everyone wants it. It's like the nerd version of that.
Do you know what's funny, though? You wouldn't necessarily have expected an astronaut to do that. I mean, taking a plush toy into space, you know, like you said, these are top military pilots and engineers. They take a little plush toy.
What would you take, Maddie?
I don't know. I haven't given it any thought.
And you try and, like, grab them in the air with your mouth?
Yeah. To me, it just shows that even if you're the top, like, pilot in the military and an astronaut, even those people live their life with a little bit of whimsy.
That's right.
Yeah.
A shiny blue and purple bit of whimsy that shaped like a, I don't know, what, a brontosaurus, I think.
Yeah, something like
something
that.
Like that.
That's cool. Thanks, Hamish.
Thank My you, pleasure, Hamish. Guys.
Of course, up next, very exciting, we have another New FM Weather Whiz Kid reading the forecast for today. If you'd like to nominate your child, newfm.com.au. We're doing it straight after the news here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. The New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, my name is Eden O'Connor and I am 7 years old. I am in Year 1 at Bowara Public School. I'd like to say a special hello to all my friends in S1C and my beautiful teacher, Mrs. Crouch. Here is today's weather forecast. A mostly sunny day ahead with possible showers, most likely in the late morning or afternoon. We are expecting a top temperature of 19 degrees in the city, 19 degrees inland and 18 degrees around the lake. Mostly sunny with winds from the west tomorrow and cloudy with the chance of showers, most likely in the afternoon and evening on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Marty for the drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
New FM. New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, little Eden, she was adorable. 7 years old in year one at Bowara Heights. What a little legend.
Oh, so good. Like, super professional.
Yeah, loving the energy too.
Great energy. Yeah.
Better spoken than us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the chirpiest weather whiz kid we might have ever had, like, in terms of chirpiness, which is its own scale, I'm giving it, like, a 10.
Oh, good job, Eden.
Amazing.
Good job, Eden. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Coming up straight after this is a fascinating debate that I didn't think I'd ever talk about in my radio career. Jade, this one's out of your imagination. Should kids on the back of motorcycles be banned? You've obviously seen someone have a child on the back of a motorcycle. Mm. It's very dangerous, isn't
it? Yeah, I was, you know, I think it was a little while ago I saw a parent, who was a dad, he was picking up his child on a motorbike from school and the little girl had a helmet on, but I don't think it's very safe. I was thinking maybe there should be age limits or a complete ban on having kids in the back of motorcycles because it's not, I know most likely it's probably not the motorcyclist, but it's the other drivers on the road that I worry about and why would you put your child in that danger?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you go over to places like Bali and Thailand, it's so shocking to me the amount of children that are on those little bikes and scooters.
Well, it's not only that, but they'll have, like,
a whole family on one single scooter with no helmets.
Yeah, or, you know, a crate with some chickens or, like, a...
some plates balancing on the head.
It's next level.
Bags of food.
But I just don't think it's very safe. And I thought to myself, you know, just because other places in the world are doing it, should we be allowing that to happen here in Australia?
Different rules.
I would think that... I would have thought that it was banned here.
No.
If you got a helmet on, I think you're AOK. Wow, you probably can't. But you probably can't take a toddler on there.
Yeah.
Well, if you have some insight into it, 13 10 09. But we are asking the question: should kids on the back of motorcycles be banned?
Okay, taking your calls next here at New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo, heading for a top of 18 degrees right across the Hunter today. Jim Blossoms, follow you down right now. Good morning. Currently 11 degrees at Mayfield. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It is very chilly outside today, but that sunshine, Jade, how beautiful is it?
Oh, I was just going on about the blue sky earlier. I said on a day like today, nothing can kill your vibe when there's a blue sky like that. It's stunning.
It definitely is.
Very positive. I like it. 13 10 09 this morning. Should kids on the back of motorcycles be banned? Shut up and drive, drive, drive. Shut up and drive, drive, drive. So obviously, 8 years old, we've just found out, is the legal age that a child can, in fact, go on the back of a motorcycle, of course, with a helmet.
I was terrified of motorcycles as a kid, and my parents' friends had some sort of Harley or something
on the farm.
No, they came to visit once, my parents, and I was like at a friend's house.
Yeah,
and my mum sent this friend to pick me up on the back of the motorcycle.
No.
I was absolutely terrified. I burst into tears.
How old were you?
Oh, probably about eight, seven or eight, like really, you know, primary school stuff. And my mate who I was visiting loved motorcycles and couldn't understand because he was like, oh, my God, a Harley, are you kidding?
It's really one of two reactions, extreme fear or extreme enthusiasm.
100%.
Yeah. I am still petrified of motorbikes to this day. I've been on one once.
Yeah.
Never, ever
again. And that's
again.
It. Well, yeah, I guess that's a big question, though. Should kids be allowed on motorcycles? I sort of think, you know what, it's not really the place to be having a child on the back of a motorcycle, only because I'm worried about the other people on the road.
It's interesting, though, like the difference between country kids and city kids, because obviously country kids are a lot more exposed to those sorts of things, especially if you're living on a farm or on land.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think generally you would find you're the exception.
Yeah, but like all my mates, they all had dirt bikes and stuff.
Yeah, but 8 years old, though, is still really quite young. Like you said, you were petrified. You were in tears.
Yeah, but that was probably just a real wimpy kid.
All right, let's take some calls, shall we? Elaine, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Elaine, what are your thoughts on this? Should kiddies be banned from the back of motorcycles?
No, they shouldn't. As long as they can touch the foot pegs and they're wearing like a helmet and stuff like that, they're completely safe.
It was a fascinating one. Did you let your children on the back of motorcycles when they were growing up?
Yes, I did.
And it was, and you never had any issues, and it was all good.
No problems, and they also know how to ride motorbikes.
Yeah, no, that's fair, but times have changed, though. There's a lot more traffic on the roads now.
Well, they were pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah, how old were your kids when you started letting them on the back?
Oh, they probably would have been in primary school, year 5 or 6.
So around that
8, 9, 10, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Very interesting. And let's go to Anton. How are you?
Not too bad, Phil.
Really good, thanks. So tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Should kids be banned from the back of motorcycles?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, as long as they've got the age limit, they should have all the proper protective gear, jackets, gloves, all that kind of stuff.
I think that's very important, yeah.
As long as, while you're teaching them to be a passenger, you teach them for the proper communication, you know, you hold on, you know, if there's a tap on the leg, it means hold on, you know, be comfortable, listen to and feel what the rider does.
Mm.
Yeah.
You seem very reasonable. Obviously, it sounds like you ride motorcycles and you grew up with them in your life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess one, if you've got the knowledge, it's as, I don't know.
I don't know, I just sort of,
it freaks
I understand.
You out, Jade.
Well, I understand your point of view. Anton, like, I get it, but I just sort of think about the dangers of having a little child on the back of a motorcycle with accidents constantly happening.
I think we've got a general consensus here. Virginia's also just said on our live stream, on properties, but definitely not on public roads. I think most of
that's
us
more
are agreeing
the,
here.
My
well,
issue
except
is
the two callers. 100% of the callers are saying keep them.
On the roads, but the they're motorcycle junkies by the sounds of it.
Or just riders, you know, you could just say that.
Either or, if you're into...
You love them.
Very good. Jade, love it or loathe it.
After this, I'm getting your thoughts on the daily topic.
All right, it's 18 past 8 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it.
Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics. There's only one rule, Crevo, no fence sitting. You either love
really
it or you
loathe it. Today, haven't you?
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right.
It's
we
FM
take
radio.
Turns on this show.
You know, we just.
Your day tomorrow, Maddie.
Yeah,
your
we just joke tomorrow. Around and we take the mickey out of each other.
It's the Aussie way. But getting your thoughts on the Daily Talk this morning.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, good.
Game shows.
3, 2, 1, go.
Loathe them.
Love it.
Them. If I have to look at Grant Denyer's head on one more game show, I think I'm going to rip my eyes out.
Really? Okay. Why do you love them, Creeper?
So the ones I like are UK... like comedy panel quiz shows. Mm. They're my...
Up your
like
alley.
One of my favourite categories of TV.
Really?
Yep.
Like the Brains Trust type shows?
Sort of. And like the 8 out of 10 cats
I like
does
that.
Countdown sort of stuff.
I don't know if it's Chinese
YouTube
or
gear.
Japanese show where they date each other and they have to turn each other's lights
yes.
on and off.
Take Me Out.
Take Me Out. Yeah. Great show.
Really good.
It's more of a dating show. But when it comes to game shows, I love them. I actually was an audience member of The Price is Right back in the day.
That doesn't surprise me somehow.
Very huge fan.
Did you meet Larry?
Not in person, no. But it's so interesting watching it all get filmed.
What age were you when you went, oh, I'm going to go and be an audience
2014,
member?
2014, I think.
Do you think?
Oh, really? Quite recently.
Recently, yeah.
So when you're an audience member at The Price is Right,
yeah.
every member of the audience has an opportunity to play.
Yeah, so I could have been called up.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah, because I was thinking, oh, you've got it wrong, you've got it wrong. I was a great audience participant because I was in there saying, no, switch it around.
No and recommendation like a self-recommendation.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to own it. I like the show. I like the game. Like, you're passionate. But I bring this up. It's funny. You loathe it, Maddie, because Channel 10 has officially axed Grant Denyer's celebrity name game. But guess what?
I know. Feud's coming back.
They're reviving Family Feud.
Can we just go back to you being an audience member?
Oh, yeah.
This is my favourite bit
of
chat.
Let's see, yes.
So, because I know they always film, like, a few episodes
takes
at once.
Takes a day.
A full day?
Yeah.
Do they give you, like, a cheese and gherkin sandwich or something in the middle?
Oh,
like,
maybe not a full... It takes actually a good 5 to 6 hours. And you know what? It's great watching the sets move. And when they're in between takes, there's this one guy, he makes his money. He's there to just keep you entertained, the audience, because there is a lot of
warm-up
waiting
guy.
Around.
Yeah.
The warm-up guy, he is non-stop. Maddie, you would actually make a great warm-up guy.
Well,
but geez, you've got to be on. Like,
yeah, well, they say,
constant.
Like, a lot of big comedians have had their start doing those kinds of warm-ups because the audience in that, after, like, 5 hours of filming, are so
tough.
Well,
you're over it.
Like, it builds up, like, a great comedic stamina.
See, this is what they do, right? They bribe you into thinking you have a chance to appear on the show, and that, you know, makes the whole waiting around for 7 hours a whole lot more acceptable.
Hook, line, and sinker.
They bloody got you, didn't they?
You thought you were in with it.
Yeah, but I went with
Red Hot Go.
I dragged Ben along, and my mother and father-in-law.
Oh, really?
It was a real family affair at the Price
is
Right.
How was the car ride home after 7 hours together
long,
in a stinking
all
studio?
All the way back to Nelson Bay from Sydney.
Oh.
Horrible. But, great experience, though, and it really opened my eyes
Did
up.
Did you go to the revived Price is Right on Channel 7.
No, I don't know. I don't think it was.
It was on Channel 9 originally. Mm. They axed it. They brought it back when Larry Emder moved to Channel 7, and they had really crappy prize. I think they were sponsored by Big W. So
really?
They had, like, the Price is Right on this Big W brand kettle.
$9.99. Yeah. You get the kettle and the money. Get out of town.
I'd like to try again, though. I'd love to go along again. It was a good day.
Well, Family Feud's filmed in Melbourne, I think, so...
Is it? Yeah.
Long drive.
Road trip, guys.
Come on, Ben. Hot come on, tip. Monica.
Crevo, Maddie, we're not let's coming. Go.
Yeah, yes, that's a no are. From me.
Oh, okay, I'll pay for your meals all the way down, Maddie.
Oh, cut sandwiches.
Well, suddenly Maddie's keen. Next, though, we've got a bit of a competition because yesterday, obviously, we're talking about, you know, gyms
are back
they're
open.
They're opening up again soon.
June 13.
And quite a claim was made between the two of you, both of you thinking you're better at doing squats than the other
I've
person.
I've been squatting for years, guys.
You know, and you know, want to hear a big secret, a big dirty secret?
Of course I do.
Matty squats in the shower. That's when he gets all his squats in.
How many are you doing in a
oh,
year?
I've
in
slacked
a sesh?
Off big time.
Yeah. So that's where it all goes down. Like,
playing do you know it what? Down. Classic.
I'm all, with my exercise, right, I'm all about, you know,
practical.
Like fitting it into my everyday activities.
Of course, yeah.
I don't like putting the time aside and going for a run or whatever. Mm. Like, it's a real punish for me.
Yeah. But a squat with water cascading over you, not a problem.
Oh, that water trickling down.
When's the last time you did exercise, Jade?
Actually, I'll be honest. I actually probably about 2-3 weeks ago, I did my Pilates.
Oh, you go watch your 1996 Aerobic Oz style VHS workout tapes and then get back to me.
The Novos.
UFM.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music is kicking off at 9 a.m. with you, Jackson. What's on the
well,
way, friends?
That song that they're claiming Ariana and the Biebs brought to number one, Stuck With You.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they conned the planet, right? We're playing it.
I yeah. love it.
Yeah. I do like it.
We got conned.
Yeah, well, it's coming up. Get conned again. Aerosmith.
Yeah!
As well.
That reminds me of Mrs. Doubtfire. Watch that, kids, if you've never seen it before. Great
nice.
Film.
Oh, yeah, dust off the VCR. Also, Dance Monkey from Tones and Art.
Oh,
sorry to that caller this morning.
That's a song.
Who's was it? Anton. Heath.
That's right.
Sorry,
never
Heath.
Wants
sorry,
to hear it man. Again. Very exciting, though. Next, we are having a squat off.
Yeah.
Between Jade and Maddie, it's basically to see they're going to squat and squat and squat until one of them can't do it anymore.
Jackson, I feel like you need to come in here because you are the harshest when it comes to workouts.
You
I
are.
Oh, it'd be my pleasure.
You're the male Michelle Bridges.
Are you
the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me?
Are you Michael Bridges.
I know you love her.
Are you channeling Michelle Bridges or Jillian Michaels?
I'm going to...
Bit of both.
Yeah, put them together and make a hybrid.
Oh, okay. No. I'm scared.
If you're wanting to watch, of course, this will be all unfolding on the NewFM Facebook live stream. If you want to check out Maddie and Jade's Squat Off competition next.
Doing it next. The Lumineers. Ho, hey. It's 8:40 with the Novos live across Newcastle. Tops at 18 degrees. Good morning. The Lumineers 105.3 in UFM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It is time for our squat off this morning. 13:10:09 if you want to call and give us some
encouragement
and feedback. Check it out on the NewFM live stream. I just want to make you all right, Jade, you're going down. You're going down.
Well, a lot of big words were spoken yesterday.
Well, you know
a lot
what?
Of trash talk.
I should be going down, Maddie, because you squat in the shower on the reg.
Every day.
I don't squat as much as you.
I haven't done it for about 3 months now.
Oh,
so
okay.
Here come the excuses.
Sloppy, sloppy Big there. Mac at the back there. Okay, well, I'm going to take you down because I do think that I have the stamina to beat you with squats because you're a bit of a complainer when you work out, I've noticed.
Really?
Yeah, whenever we've done like physical activities, you're like, so let's do this. Jackson is here in the studio.
He's out.
No, but okay.
He's looking quite appalled at this whole thing. What's the matter, Jackson? What's up?
I just don't have faith in either of you.
Jackson Bridges.
Honest, when it comes to exercise.
Yeah. We're both pretty lazy. Yep. I'll be honest. Yep. Maddie's all talk at the moment and building himself up.
Who are you backing? Honestly, Maddie, I've heard the stories about you squatting. You like squatting, so I'm on Matthew's side on this one.
Yeah, I'm actually on Matthew's as well, but we'll find out.
Okay. Oh, that's always what you said yesterday. You're all about winning Crevo. This thing.
Oh, I get competitive when it's time.
All right, here we go. Yeah, so the idea is you both squat until one of you basically taps out and gives up. So they're lined up in front of the media wall over there.
No.
Well, you can't.
Okay. Same. Back to back, are you? Is that what's happening?
Make sure the distance is right.
Oh, God. Jackson, you can be the judge of that. I can't really see that part from here.
You ready?
Is it?
Yeah. All right. Jade and versus Maddie.
Are we on time?
The squat off in 3, 2, 1. Squat. Squat.
Jade,
squat.
You need to go lower.
Yeah, Jade, you're only half doing it.
Oh, wait,
squat.
I'm way low.
Squat. Maddie's doing full drops, if you know what I mean.
It's looking like a bad 90s.
Yeah, also, the two of them, I was going to say that, or even
Jade's
like some
well.
Sort of, some sort of like a 1950s toy where the two things go up and down on each side.
How much slower?
Yeah.
Oh, Jade, you really are putting your back into it now, aren't you?
You're meant to be straight.
Straight back, that's
feet
what they say.
Flat, feet flat, Matthew.
Yeah, no flat. Going up on your toes.
No
this is
in my gym.
Exactly right.
You're not leaving here until you vomit, mate.
Oh, they're slowing down significantly. Maddie's got a lot of pain in his quads. He's out!
Yes, I'm the winner!
Jade's taken a few more extra squats just to prove how tough she is.
Thanks.
How are you both feeling
Whose
after that?
Whose form is better, mine, yeah? Yeah, Jade did have poor form for half of it. You disappointed me. You pulled out early, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, nothing worse than pulling form. Out early.
No, you don't. You lost.
And I'm also pretty sure I did more than you.
No, you didn't.
Nah, they
Jackson
were pretty
told
even.
Me this. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they're pretty
Harsh
even.
Judge.
It's amazing the increase that happens
of
in the live stream.
Holy dooly.
Of heart rate.
It's quadrupled.
Any feedback on the live stream?
So go, Jade. Tony says, these are pickleball muscles, Jade. No pressure.
Well, I did my club proud.
Yeah, absolutely. Jade, the winner of the squat challenge.
Yeah, don't mess with me.
Next, though, massive revelations have just come out about Tiger King Carol Baskin taking over things she shouldn't be in
really?
Some people's eyes. Judges getting involved. This thing is getting real.
Wow.
It's 8:46. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up.
The weekend blinding lights. This is 105.3 in UFM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie, and Crevo. We've got some Tiger King goss.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
They don't. People are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
That's right. It's Tiger King chat time.
Woo!
And we'd only bring this up if it was something big, because it is. Joe Exotic, of course, you guys would know, is the protagonist of Tiger King.
Yeah.
Maddie, you've just been watching from the sidelines mostly.
Oh,
or
I've
have you
watched
it now?
Yeah, I've watched it now. He's in prison, though.
Yeah, that's right. However, his zoo has now been lost, and Carol Baskin has gotten hold of Tiger King Joe Exotic Zoo after a U.S. judge has ruled in her favor as part of a $1 million trademark
dispute.
Do
you know dispute. What? Doesn't this legitimize Joe's side of the story, though, right now?
In a weird way, it does. Like, she's always wanted his zoo, and now she's got it.
Yep.
All those tigers... She'll now be getting volunteers
you know
to do all the work.
She always wanted to sink her claws into it, and now she has.
Carol Baskin.
Do you know what I find fascinating? She's actually allergic to cats. That's what's actually quite ironic about
That's
her
so
situation.
Weird.
Yeah.
So, of course, Carol Baskin sued Joe Exotic for trademark and copyright infringements. This has been ongoing. I think it's around the Big Cat TV and stuff like that, like that they were both running.
Big Cat Entertainment and she had Big Cat Rescue. And
all this sort of gear. And then finally the judges said, you know what? You get the zoo.
Wow.
So this is absolutely a huge development in this. I still think they are some of the craziest people on this planet.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
isn't
so
that
weird.
Awful?
The poor guy is in prison, then she strikes. I want to do something random. We'll give it a shot. Can we call the zoo and see if they'll have a chat to us?
We can try.
Just right now.
They should be open. It'll be like 6 or 7 at night, I think, maybe.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay.
Be fascinating to see. Because I forgot who ended up... So she would have taken the zoo off the other guy.
That's right.
I forgot his name.
I'll engage. Every radio station's calling.
You know what? She's probably disconnected all the phones and shipping all the tigers out to Big Cat Rescue.
Probably.
She's terrible, isn't it? I knew it.
Yeah, as long as the tigers are looked after, I don't really care who has the zoo at the end of the
day.
Give
us your impression.
Oh, okay, here we go. Hi, it's Carol Baskin. Hi, it's Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue.
Let's leave it there.
You have to have it right on the phone.
Jackson's coming up next. 105 commercial free. What's on the way, mate? Nope, not today.
I'm here. Sorry, I had my microphone turned down. Because it's my first day in radio, apparently. Coffee for your head. I love this one. It's new.
Chill. Hey.
Yeah, very cool.
Right? Also, too. If you don't know the lyrics to this, don't at me, but you suck. Carlton, 1,000 miles, and also to some Harry Styles.
Nice.
That's all you.
Thanks, Jackson.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up next. Guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. We'll catch you then.
Happy Wednesday.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.